Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The book is Fearless, Wilma Soss, and America's Forgotten, Now Remembered Investor Movement, thanks to Professor Chafflett at Bucknell University and her co-author Robert Wright. What was achieved by these decades of attending annual meetings and challenging the board on the stage? We begin with qualified board directors who are female. What a revelation, Professor.
Well, it's very interesting that she came to some of the board meetings in later years with a list of who she felt was qualified and who was being overlooked in terms of the nomination for boards. And many people on her list actually were nominated and served on boards. And yet some of them didn't want to be seen as giving thanks to Wilma Soss because they wanted to be seen as getting it on their own merits, which they did as well. But they felt that somehow, you know, being in public thanking Wilma Soss might take away from the accomplishment. But interestingly, though, Wilma Soss worried that perhaps she had made some mistakes in her advocacy in terms of did she inadvertently encourage tokenism on boards of having just one woman, you know, on a board just to make her go away?
In addition, eliminate this one. I thought, what? Eliminating Miss or Mrs. on stock certificates. You've collected some of those, correct?
Yes, yes. So I still have ones that show the Miss and the Mrs. things, yeah. But she felt like that should correctly be irrelevant. But it also goes back to a time where people felt a tremendous pride of ownership from actually having a physical stock certificate, which is something that has gone by the wayside with buying online.
Proxy solicitation, what is that?
About empowering if you couldn't attend the meeting, if you wanted to vote by proxy. She's very much in favor of people would entrust her with their proxies, and she'd go into these meetings with proxy votes for other small investors. She was very much into thinking about, your vote in a shareholders meeting meant something. I think today many small investors feel, I don't own very many shares. Why should I even bother to vote my shares? And she believed very vehemently on the importance of acting like a true owner in a corporation and voting your shares.
Exxon, to increase the number of outside directors from zero to 20, what a good idea. Exxon resisted that, or did they go along with it happily?
They went along with it. I don't know if happily, but a lot of times what Wilma would do was highlight something that should have been changed years ago that suddenly now Wilma was making into news. And so to avoid bad press, sometimes companies capitulated to Wilma Soss. It was all about disclosure.
Here's a big one. Persuading AT&T to spin off Western Electric. That begins the spinoff that we enjoy today with our mobile phones. Wilma was right there at the beginning of the transformation from the communication technology. She saw it and took on AT&T. AT&T was stronger than the United States government at that time. So she must have enjoyed herself. But she challenged all of them for the secret ballot. What is that, Professor?
Particularly, like, say if you're an employee who owns stock in a company, Maybe you don't want to have management know how you're voting. She felt like just the way our political vote should be private, so too should the vote for your share owner vote.
And Harvard Business School, open for women. That was Wilma's idea or one of the ideas she brought up?
She just in general felt very vehemently about the necessity of all sorts of business schools and others being open to women. And interestingly, even in the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism, where she went to, that initially wasn't even supposed to be open to women. And the founder of it, only gave his money to found it based on letting anybody in. And so I think Columbia School of Journalism that Wilma Sauce probably wouldn't have gone down the path she eventually went down if it weren't for being able to attend there. And so that was something that she always remembered, wanted to other people to have equal opportunities in education.
We began in the gritty part of Hoboken, New Jersey in 1946-47, and we're leaving with Wilma Sauce to be thanked for holding annual meetings in places you can find, like big centers of big cities next to trains or near airports. The book is Fearless, Wilma Sauce and America's Forgotten Investor Movement. The authors are Professor Janice Trafflett at Bucknell University and Robert Wright. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.